Well, you've seen what we've started to do, things like the co-requisites, the math pathways, the things that help a student not have to do like many of us had to do, take all your prerequisites first, and then finally you get to take the courses you came. So those things we know help them persist. We're looking at block scheduling, which also is an area where we think at least the data suggests that predictable block schedule and predictable classes, that we commit when those classes are ahead so that people know when and how to work their work schedules to the extent that they have control. So the more predictability we can add certainly helps. And then I think in the areas, whether it's childcare or transportation or others, I think each region's going to have to look at their population, their students, and say, what are those out-of-the-box opportunities we have? One of our meetings this morning, the faculty staff member suggested the relationship at the community college he had been at had a partnership with a daycare. So there are things that I know our communities can do to help us. We have to figure out what those challenges are and then bring our partners together to figure out, in the cases where we can solve them, but where the cases are we need the community to come around us, like transportation, sometimes like childcare, we'll want to continue to look at that. But we have to get very good at hearing what those needs are and then working with our communities to get there.
Okay.